Welcome to the Unaffiliated Creatives Podcast, a show where independent artists can learn from other independent artists. My name is K.A. Everyday, and each week, I will be speaking with some of the most creative minds in the indie music space, trying to figure out what they have learned while navigating through the music industry without the support of major record labels. This podcast is brought to you by the good people over at King Neppy Studios and powered by Red Weasel Media. Thanks for tuning in to the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast. I'm your host, K.A. Everyday. It's your boy, K. So I like to be open, honest, and transparent with my audience. So I wasn't even supposed to come on here and do an episode by myself this week. I actually had an interview scheduled with an artist. We was going to, you know, meet on location, chop it up. But he got sick. So I just told him, hey, man, get well soon. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no point of trying to kill yourself, trying to come sit down and chop it up with me. But we will be doing that interview sometime in the near future. So today, y'all stuck with me. But I kind of wanted to share some things with y'all. And I kind of want to play this clip so y'all can hear exactly what I'm going to be breaking down. And I want to discuss it. And I want to get y'all thoughts to see who y'all think this person might have been talking about. What I want to be transparent with y'all today is I'm still kind of new in this podcast space. And what I mean by that is I'm still going through the phase of really trying to figure this thing out. I mean, it normally takes a while in any business before you really, quote unquote, figure it out. And you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You know what you need to be doing. You know where you need to be focusing a lot of your time, effort, and energy, right? So that's why this year probably seems like kind of all over the place, because again, I'm still trying to figure some things out. So this year, you know, I've added some new things to the podcast that I wasn't doing last year, because I'm trying to see, you know, the data, the analytics, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to see, you know, where can I get the most bang for my buck. So with that being said, I do study other podcasts. You know, because if you're going to learn, you know, you got to study the best in breed, what other people are doing. Not that I'm trying to copy what they're doing, but you can learn stuff from other people. And I got a lot of room to grow. I'm not near the best, so I need to be studying and figuring out what's going on in this landscape. But I'm noticing there's this thing now where it's basically podcasting about other podcasts. And I know that sounds weird, but that's kind of like the trend is going on now, and it's a select, and I always say this word wrong, I don't even want to try to say it, but niche, whatever you want to call it, market. But it's very successful and it's booming, and it seemed like, especially if you're a small podcast like myself, that I don't have millions of people tuning in to me. I'm not Joe Rogan, I'm not Joe Budden, anybody like that. So I don't have millions of people tuning in to me every week trying to see what I got to say, because what I got to say is just so captivating. But what smaller podcasts have been doing, and what I'm noticing, is they'll pick somebody like a Joe Rogan because he's just so big, right? And they'll break down their podcast, and their whole podcast is about, hey, let me break down this episode, put it in layman's terms. So if you don't have enough time to sit and watch a 3-hour long Joe Rogan episode, you can tune in to this other guy over here. He might be able to break it down to you in 15 minutes, and he can say it in a way where you understand it and it's entertaining. And now this guy is getting thousands of people tuning into his podcast because he's talking about Joe Rogan. So they're not really coming up with their own content. Where is their own content, because it's them talking. But what I'm saying is they're not really having to create something out of nothing, because basically their whole substance of their content is they're just basically talking about another podcast. So I feel kind of conflicted. I kind of want to play with it a little bit just to see what happens, to see if it's really either worth my time, effort, energy, to see if I see any results from it. But I don't really want that to be the only sole purpose of my podcast. I mean, I still want to be able to interview other music artists. I still want to chop it up with my homeboy Prince from Angry Hearts Deluxe. I still want to keep doing the thing with my son. You still going to get me me, myself, and I sometimes if I don't have anybody else to sit down and chop it up with. But I think I want to start sprinkling in the dissecting other podcasts just to see where it goes, see if I even like it, see what kind of response I get back from the podcast community. And y'all let me know what y'all think. I mean, I kind of feel like it's kind of like one of them throwing spaghetti at the wall until it stick, right? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still kind of conflicted about it. But hey, it's worth giving it a shot to see what happens, right? But that being said, though, what I want to talk to y'all today about, I'm going to play this clip. And it's real short. And I'll explain some of the other stuff that was said. So on a recent episode of the Joe Budden podcast, he was basically talking about he feels that the music industry, for the most part, is over. He was saying that he feels that the female rapper bubble has bust. And of course, he's saying, of course, you know, if you a talented female rapper, he's saying that you still going to be successful. But he basically what he was saying is though the whole trying to just copy this trend or just going out trying to find the next hottest female rapper, he feels that era is over. And then he goes into this, I don't want to call it a rant, but he basically says that there's really only about 10 artists in the music industry that are making money off of their music alone. And that term making money is relative. And I kind of wanted to break this down real quick now. Of course, he's a millionaire. So his definition of making real money is different than somebody like me. I mean, to me, if you're an artist and you can make enough money to where you can quit your quote unquote 9-to-5 job and you can survive off of the money that you're making off of something that you're passionate about, which is your music, I think you've reached the goal. But to somebody like Joe Budden, you know, his threshold as far as what he feels is really making money is different than mine. So I think he's talking about the top earners. So I'm going to play you this little short clip and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a discussion. Hold on.
I think all of your favorite artists are finito and finished. I don't think none of these people are making any coin from the music business.
So he made it a point to say from the music business. So, you know, he's going into, I guess, just the money that you would make off of just the streams, you know, just buying the music itself and stuff like that. Now, of course, we understand that there's other ways that you can make money if you're a music artist, like selling merch and being involved in other things, you know, product placements, you know, commercials, brand deals and different stuff like that. But when it comes to just the music, he was saying that he feels there's only 10. Now, this is what I wanted to pose to the audience today because I was kind of curious. And it took me a while to even try to figure out who these people be. He made it a point to not actually say the names. And he just kind of threw out a number. But he said that he feels that there's only about 10 music artists that are really making money just off of the music industry. And again, he's talking about the top earners. So I'm just going to throw out some names that I was thinking about. And I don't even really know if I came up with 10. So that would be Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, Drake, Beyonce. And I know there's some people that I'm not thinking of right now. But those, I guess I just wanted to name some real obvious ones. Like those are what everybody considered to be the top earners. You know, they got the highest, you know, downloads, stuff like that. He said 10. I probably could come up with 10, but like I said, I was just trying to come up with the obvious ones. But I wanted to ask y'all, I wanted to pose a question to y'all. If y'all had to try to figure out who are the top, if you just want to say 10, you know, earners were just making money just off of their music, who would those people be? I just kind of helped y'all out. I just gave y'all some of the answers to the test. But just leave your top 10 down in the comments. Now, I saw some people that left comments on this clip and they kind of were making a good point. Some people felt that Joe Budden is kind of jaded when it comes to the music industry, because obviously for anybody that's been following his career, they feel that he's always felt some kind of way about the music industry because he don't like how things ended with him. He don't like how the music industry did him. So he's basically projecting his trauma, if that's the word we want to use, trauma. He's projecting that on the music industry today. So, I don't know. It sounded like a good comment. I mean, I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but I think it's safe to say that he probably has a leg to stand on as far as his thoughts, because like I said, he was done wrong in the music industry. So he kind of knows the inner workings, the bad contracts, the bad deals. And he's probably the perfect person to feel that the artists aren't getting paid what they're supposed to be getting paid. And there's only a handful of artists that's really making it. And I think really what he's trying to get at, and I think, I don't know if he was really trying to take a shot at a specific person, but I think the gist of his argument, or basically what he was trying to get people to see, is, especially rappers, I think what he was trying to say is the image that rappers portray, or most, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of them, you know, they always got all the chains on, you know, they got bust down, totally iced out watches, they always wearing designer clothes. You know, if you're looking at the music videos and different things, they're always, you know, in like their most expensive cars, Lamborghinis, Cullinans, all this stuff, right? I think what Joe Budden is trying to say is a lot of those rappers that portray that image aren't really making the money to match the image that they're trying to portray. So when you just look at them, you would think, oh man, these, you know, these people making millions of dollars. He's trying to say that a lot of those artists aren't making that kind of money just off of music. Now, they might have other stuff going on, but just off of music alone, I guess he feels that there's only a handful. Like I said, he threw out the number 10. I'm just curious if somebody could give me a list. I wish he would have just came out and said the names of the 10 people that he thought are the ones that's really like making like serious money off the music industry. Again, and I'm only saying this because I'm an independent music artist myself. I'm not at the point where I've made enough money off my music where I could quit my 9-to-5 job. But if I was at the point where I was making enough money off of streams, album sales, and stuff like that, to where I could stop working a 9-to-5 job, that would be good enough for me. I'd be like, check, I reached my goal, you know, my what I'm passionate about. I'm making enough money off of that where I don't have to work a regular job. But again, I guess like what everybody say, there's levels to this, right? There's different levels. I'm not at that level yet. I was about to say I'm on the ground level, but a lot of y'all are probably saying I'm in the basement. So like I said, there's always room to grow. But I think what a lot of music artists are probably going to start doing, and it makes sense. You get in the music game, you get known. Once you're known, you can branch out and start doing a lot of other stuff. So a lot of these people at this point, I don't even really think they really care about necessarily making money just off of the music. Because once you people know who you are, I mean, you can start branching out and diversifying and making money a whole bunch of other different ways. And a lot of people have kind of started alluding to it. A lot of people are actually making more money from like streaming, podcasts, and things like that. They're making more money doing that than what they would make if they were just solely focusing on, you know, being a music artist. So I can't even blame these cats. Get your foot in the door, make a couple of hot songs, you know, you go viral on TikTok, or you have one song to hit, and then you don't even focus on really the music no more. You start doing other things. So, I mean, it's a pretty good blueprint. Might not work for everybody. But, you know, nobody wants to be considered a one-hit wonder. But at the end of the day, I think it's kind of crazy to keep focusing a lot of time, effort, and energy into something that's not really giving you anything back in return, or you're not really seeing the results that you want to see. And if you can see better results in doing something else like streaming or podcasts or anything else, why wouldn't you do that versus just keep bang your head against the wall and just keep making songs when Spotify only gonna pay you 0.0003 cent per stream or something. It's something crazy. It's ridiculous. But I just heard that they're about to try to pass a bill that's going to up that to where you will be getting close to a cent per stream, which is still very small, but it's still better than getting half of a cent per stream. So it's crazy. But I just wanted to come up here today and just kind of chop it up with y'all, see what y'all think, kind of let y'all know where I'm going in the future. Again, y'all just be patient with me. Like I said, I'm still kind of new at this podcast thing. So, you know, it's going to seem like I'm going to start being a scatterbrain and being all over the place. I'm just trying to find out the magic formula, something that really works, something that I'm getting the results, getting the bang for the buck, where I can focus a lot of my time, effort, and energy in. And I'm seeing, you know, getting the return on the investment. And that's really what it's all about. So, till the next time, y'all be good and stay safe. Thanks for joining us this week at the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast, the indie artist safe place. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can go subscribe wherever podcasts are streamed so you will never miss a show. If you found value in this podcast, please give us a rating or just simply tell a friend about us. I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors at King Neppy Studios, and I hope you tune in next week. Until then, be good and stay safe.